Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. Well, I have an interesting story today. So, we've been having some troubles with our car. It all starts back about a week and a half ago. I took one of our two cars, the primary car we drive, and the car that we'll be driving Luke around in, because it actually has four doors instead of just two. So we took the Honda Civic into the dealer to get new tires on it because the tread was growing low. And at the end of our appointment a week and a half ago, they bring it out to me, give me back the keys, and they're like, all right, you know, here it is, but you need to bring it back within a week because the wheel bearings are going bad in the passenger front wheel. And so I asked, well, what's the worst thing that can go wrong with the wheel bearings? And he looks at me and says, your tire can fall off. So that was very exciting. So we bring the car home, and then we start using our other car to, you know, go about until I can get it back in for an appointment. Then, so I have an appointment scheduled to take it in and get the wheel bearings fixed. And that was this week. So at the beginning of this week, something you need to know. My wife and I are procrastinators, so this Honda Civic was the car she bought before we got married, and so it was still registered in her and her mom's name, and then still on her mom's insurance, and we were just sending her mom money for the car on the insurance, and we're procrastinators, and we didn't want to go through all the crazy steps in order to get it registered under me and my wife and onto our insurance with the other car and so on and so forth. Major procrastinators. So we realize we really need to get all that sorted out with Luke coming and the fact that, you know, he's going to be in there, and the fact that her mom is up here to help with the birth and just after the birth and everything. So we thought, all three of us are up here, we need to just get this registration changed up. So we go to the DMV, and you know, through all the paperwork and everything else that you can imagine takes place to change registration, we successfully changed the registration from Ash's mom's name to my name. And of course, Ash's name stays on it. So that all works successfully. I get the registration, you print out registration cards, we're good to go. And I know that in just a couple of days, you know, at this point, I was going to take it in for the wheel bearings. So the night before we take it in for the wheel bearings, I remember to go ahead and go take the new registration card and the insurance card and put it into the glove compartment. And it's dark out, so I turn on the hood light, and of course, I finish and I leave the car, and the hood light is still on. Go in the house, not thinking about it, not realizing it's on, and the next morning I come out around lunchtime, ready to start the car and take it in for service, and the unlock button doesn't work. That's right. I put the key in, open it up, try to turn on the car, and there's nothing. Not even a just nothing. It's as if this car literally has no ability to turn on whatsoever. And so it hits me that I left two inside cab lights on all night long and completely killed the battery. So I have to call and I reschedule the appointment for it from, I believe that was Tuesday, from Tuesday now to Thursday. Now, mind you, all of this time, I know that on Friday, if Luke doesn't come before then, my wife is going to be induced. So then my thought is I need to get this battery charged. So, the way that the car is placed, you can't get any other cars up to it to jump it, as well as the fact that jumping cars from other car batteries never really seems to work well. It seems to just kill all the batteries involved in the long run. So I went to the auto store to get a battery to be able to jump cars, brought it home, and it has to be charged 30 hours. So Tuesday afternoon, I plug in that to get charged and let it charge for 30 hours. That leads up to Wednesday evening. So Wednesday evening, it's finished charging, but it's raining, so I don't try to jump the Civic. Instead, I wait until this morning. That is Thursday morning. Our appointment is at 8:30 at the Honda dealer, so I wake up at 7:30, get around, and head down, connect the battery jumper to the battery of the Civic, and it has two lights. One that says you've got the cords connected the wrong way, and one that says the cords are connected the right way, and it can, the circuit is going through. And none of them light up, which of course means that the electrical current is not getting, it through the closed circuit back to the thing, which essentially is telling me, really, there's no use trying to jump this thing because it's not going to work. So at this point, we sit down and brainstorm what we're going to do. And so we decide, you know what, with this battery being completely dead, we did the time estimation, and the battery was 3 to 4 years old, so it's definitely in the time range of batteries can die. And so I thought, with the battery having depleted itself completely, the odds that we're going to get this thing to turn on and run and work, very low. So we decide to go ahead and just get a new battery. So I take our other car back to the same auto store, buy a battery for it, bring the battery back. I had to call the Honda dealer and tell them we'll be within two hours because our battery isn't working. So that's the second time I've rescheduled. So I put in the new battery, and finally with the new battery it starts right up. Get it running, take it in to the dealer, and that is the story of our Honda Civic and all of the dramas in trying to get this Honda Civic ready and prepped for Luke's arrival. They should be calling me any minute now. It's Thursday afternoon, to come pick up the Honda Civic. So we are literally getting it back the evening before we go into the hospital. So that's exciting. Talk about cutting it last minute, and all the things that can go wrong will go wrong. So yeah, that was the adventure with our Honda. Tomorrow starts the adventure of the hospital. Hopefully the inducement goes well, goes quickly, and I will be updating everyone once we have any news regarding Luke. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.